Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
This is a difficult gospel to understand unless we start having spiritual insights, how to learn. It takes work. Now, think about this. You start seeing Stanford getting ready for the school year. You see how much energy is spent in education. A lot of work. I mean, just from the practical things, I went to a daily mass one day, came up, the roads torn out and repaved in 1 hour. A lot of work is doing to be prepared. And of course, professors, everyone's putting course syllabus together, starting to get the cohorts of students, how people are going to work together. A lot of energy is being done. This first reading from the Book of Wisdom says, so much work to study the things of earth, and God's will is above that. How can you know God's will? So think of that then, to study theology. So much work's being done, for instance, here at Stanford, to study the things of the earth. How do we put that much work to know God? It's not really being done. I mean, I could say, well, our Dominican order, we have a group of theologians, but boy, our school looks meager compared to Stanford. We don't have the resources. We don't have Silicon Valley underwriting our courses. We don't have research being done in this way. It's not easy to study the ways of God. Well, speaking of our Dominican order, I'll just mention tangentially, we do have little meager hopes. Just this weekend, we celebrate 6 men entering our Dominican order for here in the Western U.S. 6 men entering, another 5 took vows this weekend. So that's a great sign. I mean, I could even show you a little couple highlights. I'll just say 3 of them. One is a business consultant at a top firm and decided now to serve the Lord. Another was a computer scientist entering the Dominican order now. Another one, PhD in astronomy, building telescopes. But now, to put that work to study about the things of God. And that's a very good method. That's our Dominican way of studying theology, is take all these resources that we know as human beings and move, we say, move from the known to the unknown. It's a good approach. And it also is an invitation for each of you to put the things that you know and to lead you to God. But we have to have a certain mentality. You know, your study can't be an end in itself. You have to be open to this pathway. And it really makes sense. It's really enjoyable. Let's just take something that we can all relate to. Almost everyone can relate to this experience. Maybe a few people won't like it. But everyone in high school has some kind of chemistry class. So you know what some molecular models are. I lost my notes, but I think it's called theobromine. There's a molecule. I hope I got it right. Some chemists are going to get me after this. But theobromine. It has a structure. I think it's an alkaloid. It has a structure very similar to caffeine. Gets Father Xavier's attention. Oh, what is this? Caffeine. But the most important is leading to the delight of this molecule because it's what's in chocolate. So not only know about it, but enjoy it. Enjoy it. Let our studies to know, but and then to experience and to enjoy. That's a path to study for everyone. An invitation for everyone. And we need to approach God in that same direction. Both know and experience and enjoy. Now, how do we study God? We see this Book of Wisdom. How do you find these things of God? It's almost impossible. The Book of Wisdom says it's impossible for us. That's so hard to study the things of the earth. How do we know about God? But for this reason, God reveals himself in Scripture. Things like Pope Francis is pointing out this year, God is merciful. Merciful like the Father. We only know God is merciful because of Scripture. God shares that he is merciful. But now to experience that, how do we put that into practice? I'm going to suggest or teach that we need to practice with others. We can't discover this on our own. Students, before they left at the end of the last quarter, said we were going to have some summer book reading. We're going to suggest Mere Christianity. So I just realized a few weeks ago I hadn't read it yet, so I have to cram in the book. So I was reading Mere Christianity, and C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity says, just as an astronomer needs a telescope to look at that field of study, look at the stars, astronomer needs a telescope. What does a Christian need besides Scripture? What is the instrument of a Christian to know God? And C.S. Lewis says, a Christian needs a community of believers. You need the community. And that is really interesting. It's not until we start experiencing with others this revelation, God is merciful, but go out and share that with others in this community. That is what's required. That's our telescope, our instrument to know God. So we, as a Catholic community here at Stanford, we have to prepare for the school year. We have to make this community a good instrument that when people join in this in a few weeks, when students come, new grad students come, new faculty, new staff, bring their families, and they come to Mass here. We need to become a community that will help them see God. And there are very practical ways, starting with just welcoming people. That's the first connection to the community. We started the Mass reaching out, starting as our music director, Teresa, said, reach out to this disparate group. Everyone's kind of spread all around the church. Reach out and meet someone. But then someone new. Reach out, make these connections bigger and bigger to reach out to others. And then to share faith. Because it's sharing these reflections on who God is. For instance, God is mercy. It's by sharing that and by sharing together that we realize God's presence. I just see it time in, time out. Those students that realize the presence of God, the presence of Jesus in their lives, it was by sharing their faith with other students and other people from this community. This year, this fall, we are going to have these groups start more and more, not only for undergraduates, for graduate students, and permanent community. Many groups are starting. I think there's at least 5 groups. After Mass, I'll give you information so you can see when the groups are. And you can get active. Join out with the groups. And there'll be several weeks in the fall where you can reach out and share more and more of faith with others in this community. But we can't wait for that future date in the fall. This is what it has to feel like whenever someone comes to this community. We're a community that truly shares our faith. Your job is not to be just participate, just sitting here, listening to Mass. You have to participate, sharing your faith, sharing your prayers, bringing your faith. People experience it. When they come into a church and they feel you bringing your prayers and participating in this Mass, people experience it. They said, there's something special going on here. They might not be able to put it into words, but there's something special. We need you part of the community. To continue developing that participation, your participation in this community, I'm going to do a continuing exercise, reaching out, kind of break that ice a little bit. in the beginning of Mass, we reached out and met someone new. I invite you, if you want to go back and talk to the same person, that's fine, or reach out to someone new. Right now, I'm going to give a few, 2 minutes to go talk to someone, exchange their names, you learn each other's names, and I want you to share a prayer with that person, and you to receive a prayer. They will share a prayer with you, and your job is to hold that prayer, and then we have the offering of Mass. Offer that prayer. Everyone's going to offer those prayers, and it's nothing that, you know, I'll make a perfect speech and perfect prayer, just whatever that prayer is. I'm going to pray for a family, pray for health, pray for this, pray for someone going to school, pray for these workers, pray for this. I'm going to ask people to say it, and everyone just says it all at once. Just a cacophony of prayers, just an offering of all the prayers together. So starting right now, I invite you to stand up, meet someone new, and share that prayer.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.